I have to warn the listeners that I don't have any teeth now.
What?
So in New Orleans.
Let me see. You have teeth.
In New Orleans, I will be toothless on stage.
So let's talk about this on stage thing. We don't have to do that, right?
Oh, yeah, you're doing that.
We can do it. It's fine. Well, we're the last show. No one will be left anyway.
You are doing it. What we're going to do? Our show, this is the premise of our show. We're going to hand out bingo cards to everybody in the audience. I have a little bingo machine. We're going to turn the bingo machine with little balls in it. We're going to pull balls and call bingo, and we're going to give people prizes. In between, while we're doing that, we're just going to chat.
With the audience or with each other?
With each other.
Oh.
For what?
For New Orleans. For
what? I'm just going to skip the bingo. Just
what we're going to do on stage.
So what are we doing?
We have to have filler in case, because I'm going to make the people in the audience come up to the microphone and chat with us to get their prize.
Oh, okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
We're going to pull balls. In between, while we're doing that, we're just going to chat.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2756. The BFO for Monday, the 20th of August, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and maybe some voice letters. Yes, everybody. Poopies, Big Fatty, did you have a soiling accident? I did not. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're poopies today, especially here in Charleston. Big Fatty, I don't understand why there are poopies today. Well, here's a little hint for you.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's that time of year again.
They're going back! It's back to school time at Staples! Over 7,000 supplies at guaranteed low prices!
It's the most wonderful time of the year!
Staples. That was easy.
Oh, Big Fatty, I just love that little holiday sing-along. It's true, and y'all, all the children... All the children here in Charleston, y'all, they're heading back to the Little Red Schoolhouse. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they'll be poopy. Yes, Big Fatty. But I don't know. Sometimes if I remember correctly, Big Fatty, you remembering can never be correct. Y'all, it was kind of fun going back to school. But y'all, the Danburys, Brian and Danbury and the Flopfo, y'all, they went clothes and school supplies shopping over the weekend with Danbury Jr. And y'all, they took a picture. They took a picture of Danbury Jr. and he looked less than thrilled that he was going to be having to go back to school. But Big Fatty, he's going on a cruise of a lifetime with Vader. It's true. But y'all, the one bad thing for everybody when the school goes back and say, y'all, the traffic just gets horrible. It's just horrible. And Big Fatty, you don't have to worry about it anymore because you're retarded. I mean, retired.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today,
Today, the 20th of August, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, and both of these people, I'll be seeing when I get down there to Nolens at the end of the week. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, the first. Y'all, he lives down there in Red Stick, and y'all, he's going to be coming in for the festivities on Friday. He's got a medical calamity that's going to preclude him from being famous in Puppet Show Weekend. No, I don't think it's, I think it's a little more serious than Puppet Show Weekend, but it's a very standard procedure. The yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Phoenix Dave. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Phoenix Dave. Y'all, he is the host of that hypocrisy little show. Big Fatty, I've never heard that. Well, he's never put an episode out. well, or maybe he put one out, but anyway, he's very busy. Very busy. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, one of the absolute nicest people and absolutely the most generous person in Pride 48. Oh, Big Fatty, flattery will get you every... Not you. He's up there in the Raleigh, North Kakalaki, and y'all, he's coming to New Orleans with his husband, Pooh Bear, and y'all, it's the one and only Moose P. Big Fatty, we love Moose P, it's true. So, y'all, if you see Phoenix Dave from Red Stick, or if you see Moose P on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and safe travels. Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. See, y'all, last time I spoke to you when was it? It was Thursday night, prior to the live evacuation of on the Big Brother app. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was an excellent episode of the Big Brother app. Y'all on for right. Y'all, I did some running around. Y'all, I'm doing little errands, getting ready for the Pride 48 down there in New Orleans. And y'all needed to pick up a couple of supplies that we're gonna need down there. So y'all, I went by the dollar store. Yes, Big Fatty, I'll go all out. Well, I went by to see if they had things that I could get for a dollar. And y'all, I was not pleased with their selection. So y'all, I walked next door to the Staples. Oh yes, Big Fatty, I hear they've got all the school supplies that you could ever want. Well, it's true. I'm not sure where you heard that. Oh, Big Fatty, you're not sure where I heard it? Well, here, maybe this will help.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's that time of year again. They're going back. It's back to school time at Staples.
Over 7,000 supplies at guaranteed low prices.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Staples. That was easy.
Yeah. And y'all, by the way, I just love that Staples commercial. And y'all, I'm gonna put a link over there at the BFO so you can go on the YouTubes and watch the commercial, because y'all the expression on the faces of the of both the father and the children, y'all, first of all, the little boy in the ad had the exact same expression that Danbury Jr. did, and I could just see the flobfo pushing the basket around the store like the father. Like the father in the commercial. So y'all go over there and take a look at it. And y'all, I only get to play this once a year. So yes, Big Fatty, you want to play it again? No, I think we're okay. Yeah, okay, Big Fatty. But anyway, so I got my supplies that I needed at the Staples. Y'all, I went ahead and what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. I went to, I filled up a Ruby Red with a petroleum product. Y'all, $1.43 a gallon. It's gone up a little bit here lately. y'all, and then I went down and I saw Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty has a good friend, Sadie, and Sadie is very good at shearing Big Fatty's head. Sadie Shearing Surfaces. Yes, Big Fatty. And Sadie took good care of Big Fatty's noggin. Big Fatty, good care of Big Fatty's noggin. You get some, knock some sense in that noggin, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, could you get a wet clean up on aisle four? Y'all, then I came home for right afternoon, and y'all, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And, okay, yes, it was, well, yes, yes, Big Fatty, it was a good one. It's true. Okay. Okay, y'all, this was one of my regular gentleman callers, y'all, and this is the one that I just have. It's the most sensual gentleman caller. Big Fatty, should we start the pwn music? No, y'all, it's just good. It's just good. And Big Fatty, you sounded like a pervert. Y'all, he stopped by, and y'all, I don't know if I mentioned this, but it was just good. Then on for right. Night, y'all. I've done nipple walk. I've cut back to one nipple walk with the heat we've been having here in Charleston. It's just been too much. It's just been too much to get out in the heat of the day. So anyway, but I'm getting at least one nipple walk in a day around Fat Acres. Y'all, Satney, y'all, I really was a sloth. I caught up on things on the TV machine. Y'all, now that's not true. I did do a lot of y'all, I've been doing just little, y'all, it's nitpicking. It's just little nitpicking things that you got to do to make Pride 48 successful. And y'all, it's a matter of old Crooked Hat. He called me and We went over to make sure that we had everybody's, what am I trying to say? Everybody's credentialing correct with their proper tickets for the different events and everything. It's just been you check and you double check, and that's what we've been doing, and getting the last minute things together, y'all. And inevitably, somebody will forget something, but anyway, we're doing our best that we can, y'all. Then on Saturday night, went out to the Dudley Do Rights. Let's see, who all was there? We had Durwood, and we had Granny, and we had Big Dick, and John, and did not have Jeremy there before Big Fatty left. But y'all, he'll be coming down there. All of us will be coming down there to Nolan's on Wednesday. Yes, Big Fatty. And I was getting ready to leave the bar. Y'all, it was pouring down rain. I don't know. It wasn't supposed to rain that evening, but y'all, that's just how it is here with the heat and everything of the day. Y'all, you just know when these popcorn showers are gonna yes, because it's like popcorn. They just pop up, and it's true. Then Sunday, y'all, I've had a restful Sunday. I've already talked to my mother. She seems in good spirits. Y'all, she won $3 playing the bingo on Saturday night. And she told me that she went to the ladies' luncheon and got a cone beef sandwich. No, a Reuben sandwich. Well, Big Fatty, it's made with cone beef. And she wanted to know the details about going to Nolan's, and y'all, I didn't give her many details because she didn't she doesn't need to know them. And y'all, then y'all, I was listening to that Big Ricky show, the Stinky Orangutans, and y'all, that Adam, you know Adam, the co-host over there, he's arriving on Wednesday in Nolan's, and he and Big Ricky were talking about going to the horror bars. Adam was wondering if he should bring his harness in yes, and leave your scruples at home, Big Fatty. They don't call it the Big Easy for nothing. Adam, just look for Big Fatty, and we'll have a gay old time. Yes, Big Fatty. And Sunday night, y'all, we had our final State of the Station prior to Pride 48 Nolan's, and y'all, I'll give you the lowdown, so to speak, on that. And of course, Sunday night, old Crooked Hat and I recorded the next episode of But First, and y'all, our special guest, y'all, he's up there in the Vancouver, northern Mexico, y'all, it's the Faye Driver, and y'all, I think that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. I got a sad note from my Northeast straight boyfriend on Saturday night, y'all. His kitty cat, Zazzle, was killed over the weekend, and y'all, he's missing Zazzle, and this was the first pet that he's lost. Y'all keep him in your thoughts and send him a a nice word if you feel like it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time, and Mr. Cackle, when you and Dr. P see Big Fatty, what are you going to do?
We're going to pull balls. In between while we're doing that, we're just going
to
chat.
Oh, I look forward to the chat. Big Fatty, you look forward to the ball pulling.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.